Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, the revolutionary seer and conscious medium, Ada Marie, will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others, such as yourselves. This is your host, David Clark, and now it's my great pleasure to welcome Ada Marie, and here she is.
Hello there, and how are you today, David?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm absolutely fabulous. The sun is out. It's warm. I think I'm coming alive again. This cold weather just about got me, but I'm up and about. It's beautiful today, just fantastic. So,
well, it certainly can lift our spirits, can it?
It certainly can, and it certainly, we live in the most beautiful area. If there was any way that I could put this on the computer on my site, I would do it. It's just gorgeous, and it gives you the feeling of strength. Because everything is, the trees are old and strong, and everything is just perfect. I mean, they, you know, somehow it's like we are lucky, and we are blessed, and we are fortified to be in a place where there is so much calm and peace, and we can just go forward sending bushels and bushels of love and light and healing. I can't tell you how many hours a day I put in when I'm not busy working on something, sending out love and light and healing, and everyone can do it. People can do it if they're riding on a bus on the way home. They can do it anywhere they are where they can be in their head silent and send out love and light and send it everywhere. Send it to everybody they know, every healing. People say, Ada Marie, snap your fingers for me. So I take my left hand and I snap out a healing. And by golly, they get it. You know, it's easy.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
And I want people to try it.
That's food for thought. And why don't we talk about that next week? How does that sound?
That sounds good. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you a quick lesson. So today,
okay, that'll be great. So, folks, be sure to tune in next week. We're going to talk about healing and sending out love and light. Today, our topic is going to be the state of being conscious. And, Ada Marie, what does it take to achieve that state?
I believe very few children today are taught that energy. But to be consciously aware of everything around you, you have to pay attention. As you look, as you see, as you drive, as you walk, be aware of what is happening around you so that you are able to be in the right place at the right time. And if you get a subtle message that says, turn right here, turn right there, and then soon you'll know where you're going. But it's within you. The knowledge is within you. You just have to listen to it. And the only way you can listen to it is to turn the radio off and pay attention. to the energies surrounding you. Somebody said, well, I drive long distances. I said, that's fine. But there could be time in those distances when you could be, your radio could be turned off, it could be silent, and you could, for just a little while, listen to the energy that's coming to you that you are being fed. I know many truck drivers who are very much aware that there's trouble ahead because, as I have taught them to be aware, when they had the slightest inkling that they had to, you know, slow down or turn off their radio or just stay in a certain pattern, they did it. And it was easy. They didn't have any time learning to do that because they learned how to be silent in their head, not sending out thought after thought. People who send out too many thoughts are not doing themselves a favor. A lot of times they spend their nights laying awake trying to figure out what they did or what they had to do or what they should do, when in reality, when I go to bed at night, what I do is I say, okay, God, now I've done everything I can do today. I'll see you in the morning. And, you know, he shows up in the morning, too, when I'm doing my prayers.
I love your laugh. I love your laugh. That's cool. Well, so
it's true.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can relate to that. And I know that it's customary for me to have thoughts going through my mind, and I need to shut them down in order to get to sleep. And it also applies for me to remain conscious. I need to shut down the thoughts, as you were saying, so that I can develop an awareness of what's going on within me. And that serves as a guide to what's going on around me or what may come to become my reality. And that's a choice that I get to make consciously.
Before you go to sleep.
Well, and when I'm waking.
Right, and during the day you can make it. But if you go into what I call your silence, and you have your mouth shut and your eyes shut, and you are in the silence that is yours, you very often feel like it's full or it's empty. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is you have need of, you're going to be receiving. When there is no thought, and get this one, when there is no thought, you are receiving. And if that's even 3 seconds, you've got more, you've received more than you can use in a day. My grandma used to say, be silent. As soon as you are silent, God will, he will train you. He will put you where you belong. And don't argue with him. Frequently, we can frequently get a sending or a feeling we need to do something, and then decide not to do it, and then be real sorry later because you didn't. You know, that happens. It comes to us, but we don't always pay attention. And I, for one, used to do that when I was younger. When I was in my teens, I'd say, "Oh, I don't have to do that now." It, finally, after enough discipline, I got so I did it right then. My dad was important. He disciplined us in our thought process.
It's important to act, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely important to act because it is for your benefit, no one else's. What people don't realize is when they get a sending, that's coming from a direct source that nobody has any power over, and it's coming to you. It's your gift, and act on it because it is your gift. It's not from your consciousness. It's not from your emotions. It's not from your head. It's a sending from the higher source to assist you in whatever it is. And, you know, when we were kids, we were taught to stand up and face whatever it was that we run into. And on a farm, a little girl on a farm, one of the things that my sister and I were all terrified of was rattlesnakes. Now, I have to tell you how hard it is, folks, to be walking and take a step and hear that rattle and look down, and within 6 inches of your foot is a coiled rattler.
Mm-mm.
Now, what are you going to do? You've been told what to do, but are you going to do it? You're told to stand perfectly still, and he will move away. And he will do it. But boy, the first time you have to face that, it is scary. But you got to get over the scariness so he'll go away.
Mm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times all we have to do is be still. And that was a big lesson when I was in school, because people would say stuff and you know, they'd be bickering or something. And boy, I know how to keep my mouth shut. I know how to be still and not get into some kind of a fracas over something.
I think that's a very important capacity, the ability to detach instead of to react in the moment. Because
right.
when we react, we provoke things like arguments and conflict.
And we help create a problem that we don't need.
Yeah,
It really does. We may not like what's happening, but we don't have to be a part of it. We can just be silent, and when the opportunity provides itself, move away from it.
Mm. That's important.
You know, yeah, you can do that. So it's just a good thing to hold your own, as my dad would say, hold your own peace.
Mm.
Hold your
mm-hmm.
peace. And if you do that, then everything that else is going on isn't going to be near, it might be near you, but it's not going to be part of what you are. If
well,
you're standing
you
with
your...
a group, pardon?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you're standing with a group, there's three of you in a group talking, and something is being negatively unkind about a person not present, you can excuse yourself and walk away or
mm-hmm.
just stand there or not say anything. But you have those two
mm-hmm.
choices.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's best to be still, be silent.
Mm-hmm.
Or leave the group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Well, I have one more question for you, and then let's go to the phone lines.
Okay.
How important is it for us to remain conscious?
Conscious of what's around us or conscious of the day? Like go to bed or
well,
day,
I guess I was going for a very general state of consciousness. I guess I would reframe it as how important is it for us to remain aware?
I think it's extremely important, and I think if you don't stay aware, you're going to miss a lot of things in life, and you'll run into a lot of problems, because not being aware causes a problem of its own, because you're not there. You're not there. You're not serving
mm.
yourself well to be aware.
Mm.
Yeah, that's my other phone ringing.
Okay.
I don't have to answer that. So.
All right. Well, it sounds like the 1812 Overture or something, or the William Tell Overture.
Yeah. William Tell. It's the William Tell Overture. I like it.
Yeah, that's great. Well, listen, the phone lines are lighting up. Let's take some calls.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Okay. Our first caller is Lynn. I know three of the callers and three of you I haven't spoken to, so hang in there. There's six of you there now. We'll get to all of you. And so let me bring Lynn on the line. And Lynn, you're live with Ada Marie.
Hi, David. Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi, Lynn. You have a question?
How are you? Oh, yes. I'm wanting to know if you see or feel some good things opening up for me within the next, hopefully the next few months or so.
Are they jobs you're asking about?
Well, I have, I'm thinking on very, very strongly on a relocation.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, and you know, that sort of thing.
That opportunity, you know, will come quickly.
Yeah, great, great.
What was the other thing you were thinking about, Lynn?
And as far as I have two different places, not really, really specific, but just around a certain area, do you feel more towards one or the other that would be the best location?
Hmm. Are you asking which location you should be at?
Yes, yes.
Well, you haven't given me any location numbers or anything.
Oh, okay. Well, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And Alabama.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're saying you want to know which would be best for you?
Yes.
Because I'm trying to get a question that I can answer here. That's what I'm trying to do.
It would be in the Georgia area. I'm really thinking around, I don't know, Savannah. Or someone, would that be, you know, an area that would be good? I've been there before. Alabama, I'm not that familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the choice is really yours, but there has to be a positive energy that you feel more with one than the other.
Okay.
So which one do you feel the most positive with?
Well, I know that I'm more familiar with the that part of Georgia. I just like the feel of it. You know, as you said, the energy of it. I don't know, it kind of feels like a homey type of an environment, you know?
Well, then that's a good place to be, and that's where you should be.
Okay.
So you're feeling for it. You have feeling for it.
Yeah.
You see, it's got your feeling is guiding you because you have that wonderful feeling about it.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So you're within the next, how soon do you think? You said, you know, it's opening up soon, I think. Or real fast things are going. Do you feel perhaps around May or just before summer? Or
are you looking for work in the other area?
Well, I'm planning on having doing my own work, having my own type of business.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
And which one do you feel the best with now?
You mean which location or which business? Which location? I really, really feel the Georgia. I really, really feel that. I don't know. It's just along the coast, though, and near the water, you know. And
Well, are you ready for dealing with the water on the coast?
I think so. I believe I am. You know, it's not
well,
too,
if
too
you
close.
Think you can handle it, then that's a good place to be.
Yeah, it's not too close to water, but, you know, it's just along that area. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But, I mean, what I'm saying is you are picking something that makes you feel good and gives you energy. And the water does give you energy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pardon?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that would be very positive.
Okay.
You see, you kind of know inside of you, but you just want some reassurance that this would be.
Exactly.
Yes. And I'm telling you that the water would be very good for you and the people would be very friendly.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for that. Because my energy, I could definitely use that. Yes. That friendly aspect. Yes.
So you would have you'd like it there.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you'd like it a lot.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you. Blessings. Goodbye.
Blessings to you, Lynn. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
She's sweet.
She is.
Yeah, and that's an important thing that you brought up is what do you feel most drawn to? And I think a lot of people, all they need is a little bit of affirmation, which you gave her, and that's wonderful.
Well, usually when they're drawn to something, there's usually something there that's very good for them. They're never drawn to places that are going to not be good for them. So the lessons they learn and the people they meet and the joy they have will be better than if they went somewhere where they were not happy to be going, you know. This way, she's going to a wonderful attitude.
Right. So it's a matter of trusting your intuition.
Right. It is a matter of trusting your intuition. You can tell right away if you, and you know this too, you can walk into a room and you can tell right away if you should be there or not.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
just
yeah. You can
like
pick
that.
Up those vibrations. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, if you can do
our next caller is Julia. Oh, you were going to say something else?
All I was going to say was if you know you can do that, you know if you talk about an area or look on a map or something, you'll know right away if you should be there or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
All right. This is Julia. Julia, say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada Marie. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome. I'm happy to talk with you.
Thank you. Well, actually, my call is very similar to the last lady. I'm looking to relocate, and similar to her, I'm desiring to be closer to the water. I live in Florida now, but I live towards the center of the state, and I'm wanting to move closer to the western side of the state where the Gulf of Mexico is.
Mm-hmm.
And just when I'm at the water like that, it's just so peaceful, and it's just like that, this is so nice. I just love being here.
Right. And everything around it is peaceful. So that's really the reason why many people gravitate to the woods or to the water or to a very, very quiet area, because they don't, you know, if there's anything noisy, it's going to be on the television. They can turn it off.
Yes.
One lady said to me, you sent me to Kansas. And I said, I did. And she said, well, that's what you told me. I told you there were two places that I was, and you told me I'd be happy in Kansas. She said, I'm not only happy in Kansas. I don't know why I didn't be born here.
Cool. I'm looking at a little town. It's called Palm Harbor. There's some, you know, other towns around it. It's close to like Tampa and St. Petersburg. So it's just, you know, it's a big change for me.
Right.
Kind of basically stepping out on my own, you know, being responsible for just me instead of me with my, you know, ex-husband and stuff. So it's a big life change, and there's a little apprehension about, you know, oh my gosh, can I do this and all that good stuff. So I just was hoping for your insights around, you know, the whole process, because it'll mean, you know, finding a place to live, finding employment, you know, all that stuff, finding a community. So it's a lot.
Are you wanting to go to the New England states? Is that what you're saying? Up in that area?
No. I'm going to stay in Florida a little while longer. I don't think I'll stay here a lot longer, but for now I'm going to stay. But,
okay.
I don't know.
Well, when you were talking, I could see the New England area in your auric field, and I'm thinking either her parents live there or it's a possibility she might want to go there. I wouldn't recommend it, but that was what I was seeing in the auric field, your own aura. So maybe you just know somebody that lives there and they're friends of yours or something.
I've lived there before. I've lived in New York and Virginia. So I've been there before, but I'm not really looking to go back to that area now.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
It's cold.
No, I had enough of that cold.
enough is enough already.
Yes.
So where are you going now?
The town that I'm looking at is called Palm Harbor, Florida. So it's on the west coast, the area that I'm looking to move to.
Right. It sounds like a very, very comfortable area. Like the people are nice. I mean, they're, you know, they might not be overly friendly, but they are nice, and it's easy to get acquainted with them. I mean, they're happy to meet somebody new and be, you know, be friendly. So it would be a good place if you have something there you can do to make a living.
Yeah, that would be part of it, too. Did you get a sense of the employment aspect?
Well, that's what I did. But what you'd have to do, you'd have to make some applications before you go to be sure that there was room. Because there's people there that are employed, and if there isn't a lot of employment in the area. You know,
Okay. There's
no big factory there. You can find other work and stuff, but I think you would do well to go there and visit somebody, look around, and let it be known what kind of work you're looking for, so you could kind of prepare yourself to go and be able to find something. Because it wouldn't be fast.
Okay. Do you think I should expand out and look in other areas?
Well,
places to live, or
I think the place you picked is something that you gravitate to, that you feel good with, and where you feel good is where you're going to do your best. Now, if you don't feel real good about it, then look at someplace else. You know, go looking around. But if you found this place and you've been there and you feel good about it, be sure that everything that you feel good about is absolutely available so that you can go and be happy with yourself there.
Okay. Yeah.
Because sometimes people move places with an anticipation of something, and they've never really gone there to find out what's going on, so they don't really know. And if you don't go out there and visit with it, and get the feeling standing there someplace in the building or a walk or somewhere, then you really won't know if you want to do that. It may just be something in the back of your head somebody told you about, but it might not fit you. I'm not saying this place won't fit you. I'm saying it's a good idea to go ahead of time, kind of scout, maybe have a cup of tea or a piece of pie someplace, and just get a feel inside of you for it.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it. I'm, you know, my anxiety of, oh my gosh, what if I make a mistake? So yeah, that
well,
is a big part
and
of
you
it.
Will make a mistake if you hold that energy. So don't hold that energy. Go with the idea that you're just going to see what it's about.
Okay.
Not that this is serious. I have to do this. If I don't do this, I'll make a mistake. Okay, but instead of that, go several places and just go to see what you think, how you feel, what's the energy that you get. That's what you want to look for, your energy pattern in that place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, see, and then you'll be free of anything that might have gone haywire.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want haywire.
Yeah, you don't want to go haywire. That's a farm. I'm sorry. That comes from living on a farm.
Yeah, I recognize the saying. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And
well,
thank
you're
you,
welcome, honey. And I know if you just take your time, you will find it. But it'll be like end of June, I think, or July, when you finally something really hits you that you want.
Okay. So don't rush
okay.
it. Just let it unfold.
And let it unfold. You won't be sorry.
Oh, good. Because I'm so ready for a new start and a fresh beginning. And like you were saying, the happiness and the joy. I'm so ready
right.
for that. So thank you.
Well, you see. So go slow. Take your time. Don't just go to one or two places. If something meets your eye as you're going down the road, stop and have a cup of coffee and look around.
Okay. That's a good idea. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay.
And have a great night, you too.
Okay. Thank you, Julia.
Thanks.
God bless. Bye.
God bless.
Okay. Our next caller is Regina.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Regina.
Hi, David. Hi, Ada Marie. So nice of you to take my call. I'm so happy to be here with you on your first show, and I look forward to your other shows to come.
Well, thank you.
What you just told to Joya, it was clicking so firmly with me. My friend just moved to a place, and he's a very liberal person. And everybody in this place is very conservative, and he can't find anybody like himself anywhere. And you really do have to feel out the area where you're going. Do
right.
you fit in? What are those people like? Are they like you? So
yeah, are they going to be compatible and interesting, or you know,
yeah.
are they going to stand offish and stay away?
Yeah,
but, it's a little difficult, but if you go and have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie, or if you just go in some of the stores and talk to some of the people, it don't take long to let you know if you belong there or not.
Yes.
It really
yeah.
doesn't.
Yes.
A very fine gentleman, actually a retired head of a company. His wife passed away, and he left New York, and he came out to California to find a new place, a new life, and new friends. Well, unfortunately, he didn't go around and look at different areas. California is really open. I mean, it's got a tons of different kinds of people. But
mm-hmm.
he went and found a place that he liked, but he couldn't make any friends. The people there they stayed alone. They didn't bother
yeah.
their neighbors. And
oh.
he was so disappointed. He finally had to move. He called me up. I said, in the first place, you didn't even look to see if there was anybody that you could talk to or visit with. You never went there and had a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or had a dinner one evening and see what kind of people are there, listen to
yeah.
the waitress and stuff. And so... he promptly put his house on the market and sold. And of all the places that he could ever think of going, he ended up in, what is that place there? Not North Dakota, South Michigan.
Oh. oh.
He ended up in Michigan. He's happy as a clam.
Yeah. Well, my mother's husband lived up there in Michigan. That was her second husband, and he loved it. And when she died, he moved back out there because he loved it there. So,
right. The people are so friendly. He said it's like you're related. I said,
yeah.
well, that was good that you went there then, because that's what you needed,
yeah.
that kind of friends. They all
yeah.
treated him so good.
Very good.
Yeah.
You know, and so you're bringing up what I wanted to talk to you about a little bit is, like in the last few days, I've been feeling a real shift in me.
Mm-hmm.
And in my energy and my awareness, and just about everything is changing. And
mm-hmm.
the anniversary, the 5-year anniversary of my mother's death is coming up this month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling a lot more connected to her. I hadn't felt her presence. I usually do feel these things, but, you know, I only had one connection with her after she had passed. And
mm-hmm.
now, I don't know, something seems to have changed, and something in me seems to be changing, you know, and I'm listening to you about talking of being tuned in to the energy that's coming. I really experience myself like slowing down my walking very consciously and listening and looking, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just coming about. And I'm at a point where politics is calling me and food is calling me. It's like serving food at a local, you know, like a soup kitchen, and actually maybe testifying before some government agencies about food scarcities. So
mm-hmm.
I guess it would still be politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, local politics has been calling me. And sometimes that's very upsetting for me. But, you know, I would listen to you about practicing calming the mind, keeping the peace,
mm-hmm.
you know, and maybe these are practices I need. But I'm wondering, you know, can you pick up anything? Do you pick my mother up at all near me?
Actually, your mother's here right now. Tell me what your mother's name is and so I can be sure it's her.
Well, Wilma Dorothy. Hogan Lawler Glowinski.
I don't need the rest of it. I don't need the rest of it.
Wilma Dorothy.
I need Wilma Dorothy, and I'm thinking, is that a first and last name? Yes, ma'am. We are on. You're on the line right now. Your son is on the line. Okay. Now, what do you want to ask her?
My mom.
Regina's her daughter, Ada Marie.
I'm her daughter.
Right.
And I'm wondering if her son, my brother James, is on the line. He's in heaven, too. So,
yeah.
Okay, I just want to know, Mom, if you're okay. Do you see Dad? Do you see Cyril? Do you see Babe? You know, are you okay, Mom? I really want to know.
Couldn't be more perfect. Everything,
uh-huh.
everything on this side of the veil is wonderful. If you are happy and you join in the group of divine love and light that is here surrounding all of us, there is no one on this side of the veil that has to be sick or sad or unhappy. And yes, I see everybody you're talking about and more people too, and grandparents and people. When you come over, we will be waiting to greet you, and there will be just again another joyous event. So when you have finished your lesson and test upon the earth, know that we are there and we will be with you instantly.
Okay. Instantly. Okay, Mom. Okay. You know, I'm glad and reassured to know that you're with me again. You know, I don't know if it was something I was doing or whatever. But, you know, just very of late, things are changing. I'm back to my prayers. I'm back to...
Yes, but you, what happened was you became lazy in your prayer work.
Yeah.
You just got, it got redundant to you, and you kind of slowed it down to nothing. But now you'll be happy with it. And you can speak with us. If you feel my presence, say, hi, Mom, and then we can have a conversation. But you don't do that. When I come, you just look around and you don't say nothing. You keep on sitting there at the table doing something. But just say hi, and it'll be in silence. The words will pass through your head, and you can speak to me. Okay?
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay,
right.
I will. I will speak
now,
to you more often, Mom. I've missed you very much.
And I've missed you, too, because I have come often, and I know you felt my presence. But you've never said hello. You never said hi, Mom. You have to respond. I can't hold a one-sided conversation and know what you're thinking. So you have to respond when I try to make a presence to you.
Okay?
Okay.
I will. I promise.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she says, okay, she said, I'm not scolding. I'm just saying I can hardly wait to have your communication.
Good. I'm so glad, Mom. We were always friends, even though we had our tiffs. I really loved having you as my mother, and you did a very good job, you know. So I hope you know that.
Well, she does,
you know.
Now. She's just smiling as you say that.
Yep.
So that's a good thing.
Yep, it's a good thing. And, you know, now, do you see anything in my future about the working with providing food access to people? Because I'm very worried about the Meals on Wheels being cut off and the school breakfast for children being cut off. These are my big concerns. Right.
Well,
now.
Listen, yes, I will tell him. We have to take these things directly to the high source, known to most everybody as God. If we pray, and we pray hard for the protection of these things that we know are valuable today, and I do that, I have several things that I work on every single night before I call it a day. That's why I close everything up at 7 o'clock at night, because I have to have my hour or hour and a half. Sometimes it takes me 2 hours to get all of the things sent that I know have to be given extra energy and just send it out there. Snap your fingers and send that positive energy that it's going to hold. It's going to be good. We are going to be able to keep these things working so that our children and our grandchildren and our friends are able to be housed and fed and okay, happy. That is something we are responsible for as citizens. As we were little babies, our parents made sure we had a roof over our head, we were fed, we were bathed, we got some manners. Some of us got good manners, some of us got little manners. Didn't matter. We were taken care of. Now it is our responsibility as adults to see that we can send that energy and that light and that love to everyone, no matter whether you know them or not. Just send it anyway, because it will help to bring peace and harmony and love and light and surround our whole nation. And we have a beautiful nation. We just need to keep it harmonious. So let's get to work. Don't hesitate every night, even if you only have 5 or 10 minutes. Even if you're so tired you're in the bathroom standing there and not even remembering that you're going to wash your face. Ask God to bless everyone everywhere in the world. I ask him to bless the whole world so they'll be peaceful, so we can be peaceful.
Yeah.
And here I am preaching, so forgive me if I've stepped out.
Preach away, sister. Preach away. That's okay. Thank you very much. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
And I will do that and continue on. And
okay.
I can't be here next week because I do Reiki at an AIDS drop-in center. But then every other week I can listen to you on Wednesday.
Okay.
So
you
I look forward to.
You can hear me. You can. I think you can click in on the cell phone also, can't you, David?
Yes. Any kind of phone. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Any kind of phone.
Yep.
You can turn a phone on and have it working with you wherever you are.
Oh, I can't do that, though, when I'm in the Reiki room.
Probably not. Yeah.
Hands-on healing, so I have to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand that. I do hands-on healing.
Okay. Okay. So,
all right,
you know.
Tina. Well, thank you for calling today. Appreciate it.
God bless you on your journey here. Keep on keeping on. I love you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
The both of you. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. All right. Well, I'm going to go to a couple of area codes here. I have area code 917. What is your name, please?
Hey, my name is Tim. I'm calling from New York.
Tim, is it?
Yes, Tim.
Great.
From New York.
How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Can't complain. It's spring day. The weather's finally broken, so my spirit is a little lifted. How are you doing? I had a question, Ada Marie. Just if you saw anything opening up, job or career-wise, I'm looking for a new situation. Not really sure where exactly, so I've just been trying to be consistent in my prayers and trying to go with my guides, see if I can bring any messages in. Do you see anything opening up anytime soon?
Have you gone and applied anywhere for a position?
Not just yet, because I'm not really sure. So I put some feelers out to some friends just to see if there are any opportunities where they work as of now. But I'm actively searching now, checking out some places to apply for now.
Okay. Because I see two opportunities that are really close to you that would be available.
Oh, okay. Two opportunities close to me available? That's comforting to hear.
There are people you know, so or the company you know, so there's two opportunities waiting for you to, venture in and make an application.
Okay, that's great to hear. That's great to hear that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you do because it looks like it's a big place, you know. Are you a bookkeeper?
No, I do some troubleshooting over the phone, kind of like technical support / customer service.
Oh, okay, then that makes sense. Okay, it makes perfect sense where you go in and try to solve the problem on the phone, if possible.
That is correct.
Right.
If possible,
right.
Yes. I'm looking to do something different, but this is my forte for now.
Right. And you do a very good job, so you'll be there a long time. So that's
okay,
a good
okay.
thing.
Okay, well.
The people are good you work for.
Okay, well, hopefully this is a new start, because the people I work with now, they're not so good. But hopefully that's the new opportunity.
Well,
okay.
The people you work for are not really good, but they're not the head of the whole company. There's somebody over them, higher up.
Okay.
You'll find out. You'll see. It'll come.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Just keep your ears open.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right.
Bye, Tim. Take good care.
You're a very nice man.
Yes. Very nice. I liked his energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, area code 720. What is your name, please?
Yes, hi, my name is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. So my husband's getting a promotion, and it could either be here where we're living or somewhere else, but I'm just wondering what you see.
About the promotion or about what you want to do?
No, about the promotion, if we're going to be moving or not.
It doesn't appear that you'll be moving.
Okay.
I mean, you asked that question directly, and the answer came no, you were not moving. I think there's a very good reason, because you're very well, you're a very good worker, and you do very well, and everybody likes you and appreciates you at work.
Yeah, it's not me, it's my husband.
Hmm?
It's not me, it's my husband.
Well, whoever it is very nice.
Okay. So you don't see him getting a
promotion? Am I correct?
So you don't see him getting a promotion?
Huh?
So he won't get a promotion?
Yes, he will.
Okay.
I said he'll get a promotion, but you won't have to move.
Okay. And do you have any idea that the time frame and when he'll get his promotion?
I don't, honey. It's coming up soon, but I can't get a date.
Okay.
But it's coming around probably before June.
Okay.
That seems to be what's wandering around here, around your head.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So knowing that will be helpful.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless, Laura. Okay. Well, that's it for the callers. Anything else that you're moved to say?
Well, I don't know how much time we have, but I want to say thank you. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I said we have 10 minutes on the schedule, but we can go longer than that if there's anything that you want to talk about.
Okay. Well, what I want to say is I want to say thank you to the many people who have listened to our show that I haven't ever had a chance to tell you, and the wonderful things that they have said to me, the thank yous they have said, and things that they would never have thought of. And they listen to the show frequently, and there's about, I think I have 36 people on my list that have called in. They usually don't call today, but most of them call during a week in the evening. So I want to thank those people because they've been really wonderful, and I've sent every one of them my little book that I wrote about miracles in your fingertips. That's a book I wrote a long time ago, and it's very encouraging for people. So if anybody wants it, all they have to do is call me and take my address, or I'll take their address and send them a copy. The book is only $10, and it's got pages and pages of things they can do to heal themselves. So if they want it, they're welcome. They're very welcome to call me up, and I'll send it to them.
Okay. Would you like to put out your phone number for them?
Oh, yeah, I will. It's 520-896-9510. And how come I always forget the phone number?
I'm
We're
not going to let you forget it.
I never even think of it. I
That's
just don't
okay.
think of it.
That's okay. They've got it now.
Yeah.
And the other thing that Ada Marie does for people is if you are interested in a session with her, she does give some free time. Isn't that correct?
I do. I give a free 15 minutes for every new caller, and usually that will answer the main question. They want to bring a question. The best way to get use of your time and mine is to make a list, and your most important question on the top, because that's going to answer 6 or 8 questions underneath it. And you can call, and you have the first 15 minutes free, and the rest of the hour would be $75. So you can call, and that's how it works. I mean, it's $100 an hour, and I give the first 15 minutes free for new callers.
Okay, well, we do have another caller, Ada Marie. Shall we take the call?
Okay, good. Yeah.
Okay. This is area code 678. What is your name, please?
Yes, my name is Regina.
Hi,
Regina.
Another Regina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. My question is, I want to see what is the next step in my career, because right now I'm working with a staffing agency temporarily with a client. So do you see something open up for me as far as finding another job or how soon it could be?
Well, there's two openings that would be very good for you, but I don't think that you've ventured to make any applications out yet.
Yeah, I have. I actually have.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Is one of them nearby?
No, none of them nearby. No, it depends on what field it is. No.
Okay. So what field are you looking for that would be advantageous to you to have close by?
I have experience in healthcare and also like human resources or admin work.
Mm-hmm.
But more like on a managerial or leadership level, though.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there is work close by you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking hard to see what the field is. You have a lot of things in your aura.
Okay.
That move in a lot of directions here. So I'm trying to see in that energy pattern of yours, it seems to be that it's in the same area but further away from your home.
Okay.
Maybe more to the east. From where you live, it's
okay.
Almost like you know somebody.
Hmm.
And,
really?
And you haven't ever ventured to say you were looking for anything yet.
Hmm.
But somebody
okay.
who knows you, and it
mm-hmm.
would be a good position too because it's better than the one you have now. So
right.
Pay attention
yes,
to your friends. Yeah.
Yeah, and plus it's far out. It takes me an hour and 20 minutes to get here because of traffic. But if the traffic's
mm-hmm.
not bad, it takes me maybe 45 minutes.
Right.
But, yeah. That
but there's
seems
an
like
opportunity it. Much closer to you.
Hmm.
If you were a nurse, I would tell you the hospital is 3 blocks away. So it isn't
yeah.
very far from you.
It's not far from me. Okay. Hmm.
Yeah.
And you don't know what, you're not picking up what feel.
And that's what I'm trying to see. You have a number of things that you do. What you need to do, you need to get out of your car and walk around the block, so to speak, and go in and fill out an application that you're qualified
okay.
for. And after you've done that 3 times, you'll get a phone call.
Okay.
But they're close by you. They're not that far away.
Hmm. I know. Under 30 minutes, huh? Hey, that's
yeah.
good enough for me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good. That's very good, actually.
Oh, exactly.
So
especially where I live. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just try it. Just
okay.
try that and see if you don't come up with something really good.
Okay. I'll definitely look into it then.
You know, it'll solve two problems. It'll solve the problem that you don't have to drive far from your home and that your family will be okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's a good thing. Those are the two problems that you have to solve.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get out of your car and walk down the street and go in and ask for work.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, okay?
You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Regina. Okay, God
mm-hmm.
bless. Well, I would say that's been an excellent show, Ada Marie. I thank you for being willing to do this show.
Well, I'm
and,
happy with this show.
I look,
these people are wonderful.
They are, and I look forward to producing your show next week at the same time.
And I'll be here. That's a good thing.
That sounds good. And we're going to talk about healing next week.
Yes, we are. We are.
Okay.
And healing is a state of mind. So if people really want to know how to heal themselves, we will talk about healing. And it is really a state of mind and how to get to that place. And you can get to that place. It's quite simple. Okay?
Okay.
Not easy, but simple.
We'll look forward to it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Good.
Good day, and God bless.
And God bless you. Bye bye.
Thank. Bye bye.